our Coaches Insight programs one final time here in 2023, and an opportunity here to chat with Atchison football coach Jim Smith, brought to you by Amberwell Health. It's been a phenomenal season once again for the Phoenix, and you closed it out with an undefeated season, 8-0, second straight Metal Arc Conference title, a win over Wyandotte last week, 66-7. We'll talk about kind of the whole landscape of the season as a whole in a moment, but just last week specifically, what'd you like against Wyandotte?
I really felt the kids came out just guns blazing. They really wanted to put them to bed early, and I just was so pleased with how hard I could tell we were focused and just how hard we came out.
You guys have been certainly dominant on both sides of the ball throughout the course of the year, and it's just been impressive what you guys have been able to do. Just talk about the season as a whole. I mean, 8-0, there's a lot still to play for with the playoffs coming up this week on Friday with Bonner Springs, and we'll talk about them momentarily. But how would you assess 2023 as a whole?
Well, as a whole, it's a tremendous success, and I think it all started in the summertime when we were having over 30 kids show up for the weight room, and then we did a lot of 7-on-7 this past summer, and the kids just really, picked it up from there and just kept things rolling.
Trey Carter, your quarterback, has had a phenomenal season, over 1,400 yards, 15 touchdowns, I believe just 3 interceptions, an offense that's been one of the top marks in the state. Just talk about his progression and what you've liked out of him.
Well, he has learned to take what the team, what the defense gives him. He's just done a fantastic job of that, not trying to push the issue sometimes, and as a leader, he has stepped up and just got better every week.
And then outside of Trey, of course, Jaden Carter kind of led the balanced rushing attack, nearly 600 yards, but he's found the end zone 18 times, and you've had three or four different receivers that have been very good for you as well. So, I mean, outside of Trey at quarterback, your other skill position guys, you seem to have a lot of them.
Yeah, we really do. We're blessed to have that, and I really feel the kids have handled the thought of sharing the ball with everybody. You know, you come in with so many talented kids at different positions, and of course they all want the ball, but they've really handled it well.
Atchison football coach Jim Smith, a few more minutes with him, brought to you by Amberwell Health. Phoenix, the number one seed in 4A East. What does that say just about the work that your team has put in, you know, being able to earn that top spot in the classification?
Well, you know, of course you're excited when you're the number one seed, and I really feel a lot of the people throughout the state really don't know if we deserve that number one seed, but I know how hard the kids have worked, and they've earned it.
Yeah, they certainly have earned it. And we've talked about throughout the course of the year, you've played a lot of games where you've won big, where you've pulled starters, you know, around kind of halftime, and you've had games where your team has not really essentially played a full game. And we talked about maybe that being a concern down the road. Is that kind of a concern as we head into the playoffs? Maybe your starters not playing quite a full season like most other teams?
Well, the one thing I worry about that is the conditioning. So we've kind of made up for that. You know, you usually use your games as conditioning. We haven't had the chance to do that all season. And I just don't think it's going to matter a whole lot. I think they know what's expected of them and what they have to do to win throughout the playoffs.
Well, the 4A playoffs for you guys are going to start against Bonner Springs at home on Friday. A Bonner Springs team that's 1-7. They did win their first game of the year in the finale last week. They beat Schlegel 36-6, a team you're very familiar with. But what stands out about Bonner Springs, and what's kind of concerning about them that could cause you some trouble?
Well, they're not going to beat themselves. They're going to run a T offense. They're going to do double tight, and they're going to run right at you and dare you to stop them. Defensively, they're very sound. They run to the ball well, and I say every week, we got to be ready to play and take care of ourselves.
24th all-time meeting between Atchison and Bonner Springs. It's been a few years since these two teams have hooked up. All right, Coach, one final time, just give us a few keys and kind of expectations for the playoff opener.
Well, the key is going to be, again, take care of that football, hurry up to the ball, do what we do, which is up-tempo offense and go, go, go. Defensively, we have to not bite, run inside because they're going to run a little of misdirection on us, and I just feel if we can come out, be physical, play fast, we'll be just fine.
There it is. Atchison football coach Jim Smith, Phoenix undefeated, number one seed in 4A East. Their playoff run in Class 4A starts on Friday at home against Bonner Springs. Again, Coach, we appreciate your time throughout the course of the year. Good luck here in the playoffs.
Thank you, and thanks for all you do.